This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
For the first time in school history, the Radford Highlanders are victorious in the NCAA tournament. Radford, the champions from the Big South, knock off the champions from the Northeast Conference, LIU Brooklyn, 71-61.
That call last night from True TV. Did you find True TV on your satellite or cable provider last night? You had to poke around, I'm sure. It's the one time of the year where we all have to go and find True TV. But the win for Radford last night, they beat LIU Brooklyn, the first win ever for the Radford Highlanders. And we're joined by the 2017-2018 Big South Conference Coach of the Year. He is Mike Jones of Radford, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Coach, congratulations on the win last night.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
So the 2 a.m. flight last night, you guys obviously win a game, get on a flight, and get ready for your next opponent, which is going to be a pretty tough one. We'll talk about that here in a second. But what was the plane ride like after you guys won?
I don't know. I didn't ride the plane with the guys. The team went back on the plane. My wife and son had driven to Dayton, so I decided to drive with them from Dayton to Pittsburgh. So we were on the road in the car while the team was on the plane.
All right. So what was the car ride like? It must have been a joyous one for you guys following the victory, right?
Well, yeah. Thank God my wife, she's a tough cookie, man. She drove the whole way, and I got to sit over there and return about 150 texts and look at a little Villanova film. So it was great.
All right, so you guys last night, LIU Brooklyn was a team that you had to learn a lot about very quickly here, you know, for a game in Dayton following Selection Sunday. How tough was that to turn around and play a team that you hadn't seen much of in less than 48 hours?
You know, it wasn't as tough as you might think because we all year have been really focused on us and trying to, you know, improve and be consistent with, you know, our fundamentals both on both sides of the ball. So we concentrated mostly on us, and then we do some things to try to, you know, take advantage of, you know, some weaknesses on the other team. So we did a little bit with them, but most of it was on us.
What did it mean? What does this win mean for a university like Radford to get your first ever NCAA tournament win? And for people who have never heard of Radford, how big is it for the university to get the exposure that they got last night?
Yeah, it's been awesome, man, all around. Obviously, for, you know, our university, our community, just to, you know, make people aware that we got some great things going on at Radford University, not only in our basketball program, but our university as a whole. You know, we have a dynamic new president who's just completed his first year, who has been phenomenal for the school, and so it just makes people, you know, hit on that Google button and tap on Radford and learn a little bit more about it. So that's great for our university and for our city.
Head coach of the Highlanders, Mike Jones, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. One thing that people have talked about with the games in Dayton is that it's not really the tournament. I've argued the opposite. I've argued that it allows a program like Radford to stand alone for a night where there's not much competition out there for college basketball and to have Radford University be placed right in front of everybody and then get your first ever tournament victory to be able to hang that banner up saying we've won an NCAA tournament game. After going through it, how do you feel about the games in Dayton?
I love them personally. I mean, first of all, I've been a part of two wins and no losses there in the first four. When we went, the very first four was when VCU went. I was an assistant with Shaka in 2011. So that was a great experience. And then coming back last night, it was another, you know, just an awesome feeling, warm and fuzzy to get back in that building. Those fans there are terrific, and they put on a great event. So it's been nothing but a real positive for me.
You guys last night had control of that game for most of it. What were some of the keys last night to getting the victory over LIU Brooklyn?
Well, the number one key was trying to limit their offense. They were an explosive offensive team, averaging about 79 points a game, and we were able to hold them to 61 with just sheer hard work you know, attention to details and just really adhering to our principles. I thought our guys did a really good job of limiting their best player, Hernandez, and making it tough on him. And he was kind of the head of the snake for them, and once we were able to limit him, it kind of helped our overall defense. So, yeah, man, that was the big key. And then, you know, holding them to one shot as many times as possible, they were a great offensive rebounding team.
You know, how would you describe your coaching style? Last night, I saw you do a couple of things where you took one of your players, and you were pretty animated, and you really wanted to stress. You were constantly teaching and coaching, and the game was, I think it was a double-digit line at the time, and you guys had the game pretty much in hand, but you were still coaching hard and trying to teach the kids, you know, situational basketball. What motivates you as a coach, and what gives you the most joy as being the coach of young men?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, guys put me in this position with this team, not to get wins, but to serve these young men, and that's why I'm a head coach at Radford. And so, you know, that's my focus, is making sure that I do right by them, make sure I, you know, use every teachable moment, not only from a basketball standpoint, but from a life standpoint. And I feel as though if I do that and our staff does that for these young men, then, you know, the wins, and, you know, they'll take care of themselves. But more importantly, we'll really help these guys be equipped for life after college, the real world. And, you know, that to me is what it's all about.
You know, oftentimes people talk about the structure around the tournament and around players. But what you just said, I think, is so interesting, because these young men will have that moment for the rest of their lives. And in 10 years, 20 years, you guys are going to have reunions, and you guys are going to go through it and remember the time you guys won a tournament game together. Do we, in the media, do we miss that? Do we not talk about the life experiences that the players take away from college enough?
Yeah, I do think that is the meat of it all. You know, for us as players, when I was a player, I know I still get together with my teammates. We had a year where, you know, our team was honored in the Hall of Fame, and, you know, everybody gets together and just reminisces and all the funny stories. And that is, you know, it's life experiences, man. It's relationships. And, yeah, when you can add some wins to it, that helps. But, you know, the relationships that you form, and our team has become extremely close. These guys, you know, they have so much fun together. And it's the process and the enjoyment of the whole experience rather than the actual wins. Now it helps when they're now linked forever as champions. So, yeah, I think that's the most important part, man, the journey, the experiences, and the relationships.
Radford head coach Mike Jones is our guest. Last year, you guys were 14-18. You came in sixth place in the league. This year, you're 23-12, 12-6 in the league. You make the tournament, and you win a tournament game. What was the key to the turnaround this year versus last year?
Well, first and foremost, it was because those guys who played last year got to go through an experience and fail and, you know, get some, you know, hard-learned lessons through some of the games. We had a lot of close losses last year that could have easily been the other way. This year, those same close games were mostly wins. And so they had to go through that and have those tough experiences in order to get to this point. And then the second part of it is we made some additions to our roster, and the guys that we had coming back, they became better players with the work that they put in the offseason. And, you know, we pride ourselves on the development of our players. We want them to be much better when they leave here as when they come in the door. So we helped those guys get better. They really worked at it. And then we made some key additions in the form of Leroy Butts, Travis Fields, and Carly Jones, who sat out last year.
All right, Coach, you got Villanova coming up on Thursday. You've seen tournament teams. You guys played Ohio State. You guys played Virginia Tech. You played Nevada. You've seen quality tournament opponents. But what are your initial thoughts on taking on Jay Wright's squad?
Well, Jay Wright is a Hall of Fame coach. He's one of the best coaches that I'll ever face in a game. His teams are so tremendously well-prepared. They play the game the right way. They're super unselfish and fundamentally sound defensively. So the challenges are many. You know, again, even though they're a dynamic team, we've got to put most of the focus on us. But, you know, in order to stop them, man, you just have to be incredibly disciplined for 40 minutes. If you make a mistake, they're going to take advantage of it. So obviously you got to minimize your mistakes on both sides of the ball.
All right, Radford's about 5 hours from Pittsburgh. Are Highlander fans going to be able to potentially get over there and to get into the gym to support you guys?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we had a big snowstorm on Monday, so a lot of them that could have gone to Dayton didn't get a chance to go, but hopefully they're all thawed out and they'll be up here. The good thing about it is in the Pittsburgh region, Virginia Tech is also here, and their campus is 20 minutes from ours, and a lot of our fans go to Tech games. A lot of their fans come to our game. It's a very interconnected community, so the new River Valley will be well represented in Pittsburgh, I would guess.
Very nice. Coach, best of luck against Nova. Go make history, all right? Be the first 16 seed to knock off a one.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me on.
That is Coach Mike Jones of Radford joining us. The Highlanders take on Villanova. PPG Arena in Pittsburgh will be the site of that one. PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh will be the site for that one coming up. It will be a 6:50 Eastern time tip on TNT for Radford against Villanova. They're going to have their hands full. I have Villanova winning the national championship. Also, if Radford goes ahead and makes history and becomes the first 16 seed to win, my bracket is officially busted on day number one. So we'll see how that goes. Baker Mayfield is on the practice field in Oklahoma. There are live feeds everywhere. If anything interesting comes out of his pro day, we'll pass that along. We'll go back to the NFL. Just constant breaking news everywhere with NFL free agency now 3 hours away. More to come. It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.